This is cool. This Saturday, Brown's Brewing and Civicure will present Farm to Canvas. The goal of Farm to Canvas is to grow the audience for original artwork while supporting the restoration of Hoosick Falls' Woodblock Opera House. Since 1880, Woodblock has housed two extraordinary exhibition and performance spaces. The Civicure is leading the effort to restore these facilities to ensure the future of the arts in the community. The Farm to Canvas fundraiser will take place in tandem with a Farm to Table evening in the beautifully restored mill that houses Brown's Brewing Company's Loomzack Brewery and Tap Room in Hoosick Falls, New York. It is a great pleasure to welcome Kelly Brown from Brown's Brewing Company and Barbara Sussman, who is president of Civicure, and she joins us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good morning.
First of all, is it Civicure or Civicure?
Civicure.
Okay. So I was
you're
right,
correct.
The first time.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
And I'm not actually the president. I'm the treasurer.
Oh, you're the treasurer.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I think that was my mistake,
Barbara.
That's
okay. It's all right. I've worn every hat.
You just got a demotion. I apologize.
A demotion. I don't think it's a demotion.
Oh, okay,
treasurer is very important.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. You get to count it all at the end. So, let us begin, Kelly, as to how you got involved with this and what ultimately will be happening.
Well, I have the honor of being a board member with Civicure, and the other board members are mostly artists. I'm the odd lady out. And we just collectively were talking about how we could have an event that would tie in what I love to do, and that's entertain and host and Civicure's mission of restoring the Woodblock building and to benefit that and to bring art back to the community and affordable art. We're really excited because the panels they're both recognized artists and new artists, amateur artists that are, we're doing about 60 panels of all original small works of art that will be lotteried, auctioned off for $40. So everyone is a winner. You buy a ticket and you're guaranteed a piece of gorgeous art. And the art is coming in and it is fabulous. I'm just so thrilled to be the host for this. There's a lot of talented people that are involved Barbara curated the whole event and hung all the art yesterday, so it can be previewed tonight through Saturday before our event.
So how did you collect the art? How did the open call go out?
Oh, it was wonderful. We sent a letter out to artists that we knew in the region. We asked everybody on our board who are the artists. We came up with a list of about 150 artists. We had 100 panels out of the 150. We sent 100 panels out saying some of the artists, they were too busy to, you know, to really even entertain the idea of creating a panel. But we encouraged the artists to please participate because we need to celebrate the beauty of the region. And many of the artists have been involved with the Landscape to Landsake, with the Agricultural Stewardship Association,
yes,
which is all a celebration of our gorgeous region, which has a heritage and cultural aspect that has drawn artists to the area to be inspired, artists to come here to live, artists that come to visit other artists, end up buying properties here. And the landscape has inspired so many artists to live here. And it's a secret. Many of the artists, you know, live in other areas and have a summer home here, or they come and they create works of art. So we asked the artists if they would kindly make something because of the affiliation with the Woodblock building, and recognizing that in 1880, Walter A. Wood, who at that time had a very successful, Hoosick Falls was an economic, it was in a boom period. And he built this woodblock building with the two huge, I mean, they're enormous, beautiful, he called it a woodblock opera house, but it's actually two big ballrooms, I would call them, with incredible acoustics. And to realize that people would gather in the center of a town and come to cultural events to realize that at the turn of the century that Hoosick Falls was really a place that was vibrant with the arts and people would gather. This was an idea we were telling the artists, that how important is this? You love the rural part of this area, but also look at the jewel of the downtown. Look at the old buildings and see what we have. We need to use them again. And so this was an opportunity. Let's share what we're inspired by and encourage people that have not actually felt that they could afford art. So to make it affordable, we moved into the idea that we're going to price the tickets very low so that people will have a chance to buy art, because art is not static.
Right.
And the aspect, that the one part I think that the artists really were excited about is that art and the audience respond to one another. Art inspires other people. It inspires a relationship. And so by being able to buy art for the first time for some people and have original work of art, they have begun a relationship of appreciation. And that's what the artists were excited about.
In the few moments that we have left, tell us a little bit about the building itself. How it is used now, how you want to use it in the future.
Okay, well, luckily, the building is intact. It has not been used. The two upper floors have not been used for over 30 years. They are basically just as they were. There's a spiral staircase, an old ticket booth. What we hope to do is to restore it to its former glory, just as it was, with the addition of the second floor used to be apartments. But instead of apartments, Civicure Board is thinking about how we'll use it. We might use it as a residence for the performing artists. So they would be temporary residents to support whatever programs we're doing. And the bottom floor is all rented out to a law office, a doctor's office.
And my lawyer is in that building.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very handy. And for people who perhaps if you were going on Route 22 and as Route 22 doglegs in the town, where you make that turn is right where the building is.
Exactly. The center of town. It is 1, 3, and 5 Main Street. That is the address.
So is there a time frame of when all of – I mean, when you get the money, obviously.
Well, we've started about in the year – this is a vision from the year 2000, and so it's a long process, and we are moving along steadily, and I don't want to say there's a time frame, but we're making great progress.
Now, you, Kelly – Browns has been able to take this beautiful old mill and to restore it. And so you know something about rescuing beautiful old buildings and making sure they become vibrant again.
Joe, I know about decorating after the restoration has taken place by my husband and his big crew of talented.
The possibilities.
Yes, I lived through it. We lived through it twice, and Troy as well.
Yeah.
I can definitely see the light and at the end of any dark tunnel for sure. And what can I say? It's good things are worth it. They take a lot of time, and we're really happy to be in Hoosick Falls and successful.
It's absolutely beautiful. So in the 30 seconds that we have left, how will the evening run?
It's going to be really exciting. We're going to have a preview now through Saturday, and at 6 p.m. Saturday sharp, we're going to start selling tickets for this event.
Come early.
We have a whole farm-to-table menu planned for not just Saturday night, but the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So we're hoping people can enjoy our local farmers.
Well, you can find more information by going to brownsbrewing.com, brownsbrewing.com, and Civicure is civicure.org.
Correct.
Right. And you can find out more information about both places. Kelly Brown and Barbara Sussman, thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful event. It sounds like so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.